Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the episode 2 with Vincent Year. Hello, Vincent Year, how are you?
Hello, Pastor Sammy.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your life and how God saved you and about Hmong people in North Carolina. So it was a great experience for me. Today, I want to know more about your ministry, current ministry. I know you personally because we're all working together at our church together, but I think there'll be a lot of listeners among Asian Americans who will be very blessed by hearing about your ministry. So let me start with the first question. Tell us about your past ministry experiences.
Over 10 years ago, we started leading life groups. And within the life groups, we started to do community outreaches. We went out to the community. We served, orphans. They're not true orphans, but children that just needed guidance. And we were put into a foster home temporarily. And then we also went into the community to do Easter eggs and just any kind of activity that would draw people to come and hear about Jesus. So we did that for a while. And after that, we went into the international ministry for about 4 years. And during that time, we served the universities, international students. We brought many students into a home where we loved on them and just really gave them a home to be at so that they could really experience God's love. And then we moved on. God keeps moving us, doesn't he? And so right now we are currently serving refugees at Point International.
So when you said a life group and international students, are they mostly Hmong people or more than Hmong people?
We basically open our doors to every nationality that came to the university, from China to Indian, whoever it may be. If they need a home, a friend, food, we just open up our doors where they're invited to come, you know, twice, three times a month just to come and eat. And we really had no expectations for them, but to just love upon them that they may experience God's love.
That's good. Now, can you tell us about your current ministry role at the Point Church International?
So I'm the student point director at Point Church International. My wife's the kid point director. And we're basically focusing on really bridging the refugees that come to the church and also internationals that come to church, really focusing on the younger generations for that and really trying to equip them with God's words and inspire them to follow Jesus. And that's what our focal point is right now at Point International Church. We also do a tutoring where the refugee kids will come and they have a need to better themselves in math and in English. So we have a math and English tutoring for the kids at elementary, middle school, and high school. Also, we use computers and we use English literature to really help them with our volunteers to come in and tutor them so that their times at school will be much easier for them going through their math and English curriculum.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, what made you work with international people, not just Hmong or Hmong Americans?
Serving God to us is not a matter of where we want to be, but it's a matter of where God wants us to be. We feel like wherever God calls us, that's where we need to go. For, you know, our life doesn't belong to us, but it really belongs to God. It's His agenda. It's His vision for our life. I think what we do is, what we should do is that just be obedient to where God calls us, because I believe that, you know, it is not by our strength that we can help people, but it is by God's strength that he lives in us and that he works through us that we can reach people and serve people and love on people.
Wow, that's very, very good. Well, can you share exciting stories what God is doing at your church now?
Yeah, we are very excited with you, Pastor Sammy. We are seeing, you know, people from all over the world come to our church, and we don't even have to go anywhere. They're right behind our back doors and our backyards, and they're coming to our church. We have different peoples from Congo, Pakistan, from Burma, from the Middle East countries such as Syria. So working with those different types of people has been a great blessing. God has really called us to just be open and allow them to come into our doors, and that's what's happening, is they're really coming through our doors. And we've not just seen them come, but we've seen people come and just accept Christ and through our church also. And that's been very exciting for us. And that's one of the reasons, you know, that we just love serving those people at Point International Church. You know, we were refugees before coming to the U.S., and really giving back to the refugees now has, has answered those questions of how we were refugees, asking why did they love upon us so much that now we can turn around and do the same thing for the refugees that's coming today to our church.
Wow, I think that's very powerful, because once you are a refugee, so you will understand how these refugees would feel, so yes. You can minister to them.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. Now, I know that's always there's ups and downs in our ministries, just like in the life. Now, what are some challenges you face or you're facing right now at your church?
I would say some of the challenges that we are facing is language barrier, cultural differences. We work with a lot of people from many nations, and many of them do not speak fluently in English. So sometimes it's hard to communicate with them. And also, because everyone has their own culture, their own background, and that's something as a servant of God and serving them that we have to be mindful and that we have to be sensitive to their culture so that we can do our very best to serve them.
That's good.
I think one of the other things that I see as a challenge for us also is, when things don't go the way you expect it to go, you tend to, get frustrated, or you tend to, try to put things in that necessarily doesn't need to go yet. Just being still and just waiting upon God and listening for God for those directions of what we need to do. Because sometimes, those times where God says, hey, we're not going to, we're not going to make things happen, or he doesn't open those doors for us, he'll open other doors and allow other things to happen in your church. So, we're just waiting upon God in those times and really just asking God how we want to move the church. So, just being still and listening to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see the language or cultural difference would be a big challenge. But the question is, Why are they still keep coming? what do you think that they are coming continually?
Sometimes it's the best language to reach somebody is just loving upon them. And you don't need to say anything. You can just go upon and just give them a big hug, or just smile at them, and they know that you're showing love to them. And I think that's the main drawing point for those people to keep coming.
Wow, that's good. Now, I have some questions about your family, your ministry in the family. What does it look like discipling your children? By the way, how many children do you have?
We have three boys.
Yeah, yes. Three boys. Wow, that sounds like a lot of people in your family. So how do you disciple them?
As Christian parents, we are called to guide our children, to teach the word of God to our children daily. And most importantly, we should practice what we preach, because without living what we preach, our children will truly not know if that's what they should be doing. And children learn by watching their parents, seeing their parents as an example of what is a Christian living. And then Lastly, you know, prayer is such an important part because although we are sowing the seeds into our children's life, it is really God that will draw the children to himself. And it is really God that will be the person, the one that's in charge of their life that would direct their path. So, you know, there's a lot that we need to be mindful of while we're raising our children.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. So since you're second generation, so your children are third generation Hmong American, yes. Right? So do you speak in English at home or do you speak in Hmong? Or what language do you use to communicate with them?
We speak to our children mostly English because that's what they picked up the most since, you know, they do it at school every single day. Mm-hmm. So English has been the majority of the time that we speak, but we do still want them to learn our language also in Hmong so that, you know, they can still know that it is our language, and they want to know that, you know, when they speak to their grandparents or to their relatives or to their cousins, they can know how to speak Hmong also.
Mm, that's good. Now, how do you disciple next generation of internationals, refugee kids and youth?
So I think that's, you know, that's one of the callings that, you know, God has really put upon us. And these last couple of years, it's you know, that's what God has really put upon our heart. And to really do that, you know, God has really showed us first just to show God's love. Mm-hmm. I mean, to really just show God's love upon them, pour love around them, you know, when they come, doing activities to show love upon them. The next thing we want to do is just give them the biblical teachings to really show who Jesus is to them. You know, in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and life." And we want to show them that, and we want to give them that so that they see that Jesus is the way, so that, you know, they will come to know Jesus also. And hopefully after that, Jesus will lead them and they will live like Jesus and share to others and take back to their countries to really see who Jesus is and how they can live like Jesus also. So that's how we really seen of how we disciple the next generations, especially from a youth and elementary perspective. So
that's great. So the discipleship does not end with them, but it will be continued for them to become a disciple maker, to lead other people, to make other people to be disciples of Jesus Christ.
Yes, that is our hope and prayer, and we will, you know, definitely keep praying for them that, you know, God intervenes in their life and really takes them so that they can be the next generation to disciple their own people or people that they meet also.
Yeah, that's great. Well, my last question is this: what are the next steps for your church to participate future work of God?
Well, I think the next steps that we have to do from our church perspectives is from our church, we really have to build that that strong support structure within our church so that we can be ready to really equip, feed God's word, and help the people, the refugees that come to our church, really find God's calling for them also, because that's really where they're going to take that next phase of really going out and sharing about Jesus to all the other countries. So, you know, making sure that we have that foundation in place from our church and really focusing on that so that, you know, the people, the refugees, the internationals that come will use that and be equipped to go out and share with other people also.
Well, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Well, thank you, listeners, for listening, and then I will see you in the next episode.